KWA Mobile.
Afternoon, Steve. KO4HKX.
Patrick, how you doing, buddy? Are you about to freeze?
I've been warm all day. How about you?
Go down to Lexington, South Carolina, and pick up an x-ray system. Pulled it out today, and I've already been in the snow. They said they were supposed to get snow at about 5:30 this evening. Yeah, wrong again. When I left, it was snowing pretty good.
I'm up here above Traveler's Rest on 25 heading north, and it's this white stuff falling out of the sky up here already.
Get out of here. Well, I didn't think we were supposed to get any at all. So have they revised that, said we're going to get some?
I've been here, we're going to get flurries. That's all it is. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Other than if it keeps doing this, the ground will be wet and it'll be slick in the morning.
Nice. We love it. Now, I just got onto a spot on the 26 where I'm crossing under 85 over here in Spartanburg. And I'm coming back up from Lexington. This is the first time the road's been damp. You can see where the asphalt is dark from being wet, and it's got little dry spots in it. But, yeah, I guess maybe it has been doing a little something up here, hasn't it?
Yeah, roger that. It just started here, so it's not like it's some big something.
Figure as much. Well, I was kind of disappointed by that last week. I bought me a new truck, right?
Tell me about it, but I don't remember what it was. I think you bought you another Ram diesel, didn't you?
With a 2500 Ram gas. And, I saved a bunch of money by going with the gas this time. And I'll tell you what, I'm not getting quite the fuel economy. But I'll tell you what, I'm not paying near that diesel price. Hey, what are you paying on diesel right now?
I just filled up yesterday. It was $3.19 over in Brea, which is the cheapest place I can find it.
And regular over there is probably going to be running about $2.60, about a 40-50 cent spread.
No, I don't pay attention to the gas prices. Everything I drive is diesel.
I figured it out, and when I bought this one, and it looked like I was just going to, with a lesser cost of gasoline and, with that spread, I was going to break dead even by going to a gas, and I wasn't going to have to pay, just more for the truck. So I got me a nice truck, and it seems to be doing real good. Man, I tell you what, put that fifth wheel of mine behind it, and it just goes down the road like it ain't even there.
Yeah, it's hard to overcome the price difference unless you're going to be doing a lot of heavy towing with it, and you need the actual diesel. The only advantage I got is I don't have to pay somebody else to work on them, so that's a real advantage for me.
You're cheap. I'll tell you what. That everybody else got to pay to play.
Just not as much.
That's true. Yeah, but the labor rate at these dealerships now is steep.
One of mine went over $200 last month.
The dealerships are charging like $100 and a quarter to $100 and a half an hour to work on a diesel now.
You can keep going. They went to $200, over $200 an hour as their labor rate.
Is it less for gasoline?
So?
Ooh-wee, I'm going to be reading some technical manuals and looking at some exploded drawings real soon on this gas engine. I tell you what. I like to see everybody do well, and I like to see everybody make a good living, but, over $200 an hour? I don't know about all that now.
Oof. for HKX. All right, Steve. Well, I have crossed the state line, and the ground is white up here. So I'm going to put this mic down and pay attention to what I'm doing. You be careful out there, and I'll talk to you later on. KO4HKX. Clear.
Be careful out there, buddy. You don't need to be doing any more truck repairs. Be careful out there. I'm glad you called me. Talk to you later. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Hello, Steve. N4ZLK.
KO4HKX.
Doing, buddy?
Rushed today, but I'm doing good. Hope you are.
Telling Patrick, I've been down in Lexington, South Carolina, watching the snow. I went down there and de-installed a x-ray system, loaded it up, and I'm bringing it back to my warehouse up here. And, son, I was just about to get the last few details of it loaded into the truck and get out of there, and I got out of there. It was snowing, and that was about 3.5-4 hours early from what they had predicted.
It's like a pretty good band going across the middle of the state there, middle of Georgia, middle of South Carolina, and I'm seeing a few flurries here. I don't know if we'll get much, but I don't think Patrick's going to get up there.
Right now, along Highway 25?
Not far from Donaldson Center. They're loading up a few pallets for me.
Okay, well, so you're actually seeing some snowflakes.
They're very tiny little flurries, but it's heavier than it was. I mean, I'm seeing two or three here, you know, every little bit about 30 minutes ago, and now it's pretty regular.
Okay. Well, you heard what Patrick said. It was, the ground was white just about the time he crossed into North Carolina. Imagine he's going up Highway 25 up there at Panther Mountain.
I'm sure that's where he's going. So, oh yeah, now look out. And they're tiny flakes, but it's definitely getting heavier. I mean, I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying that's what it's doing right now.
Being a weather prognosticator is the only job in the world where you can be wrong more than 50% of the time and still get an award.
Being married, only you get a paycheck.
I never thought about it that way. Wow. Except for one thing there, bud. In my marriage, I'm wrong 100% of the time.
Of course. I gotta run. They're down. I'm gonna take the wheel chocks out and get going. Talk to you later, Steve. N4, is that okay?
Remember, I was right one time, but no, I was actually wrong. She corrected me. So, you have a good one. Try to stay warm. 73. Behave yourself, Shane. N4, VWA. Monitoring.